Whoever walks with fools will suffer harm. I don't want to spend much time with those guys, do you?
No,
sir. Nope. I really don't want to spend much time. If a man's not in church, if he's not in the Word, I don't want to be around him much. I may have to be around him a little once in a while, but if you're not in that Word, and what's coming out of your mouth is not glorifying my Lord, then I'm going to spend very little time with you. You know, I'll be nice to you. But if you really want to get close to me and spend much time with me, you're going to be in that book and you're going to be walking like Jesus, or I ain't interested in being with you very much.
Amen.
You know, now that's what ruins people. They spend too much time with a fool. And if you spend time with a fool, you're going to become one. It's like he says, if we walk with the wise, and I only know one wise, really wise. I know a lot of men that are getting wise, men and women, that are very wise men and women. And we've got a bunch of them out at the ministry center. A bunch of you right here come to this church. Y'all are gaining great wisdom from God. And you're learning how to walk with Him and be about His business. But if we have, let's say you have a friend that lives down the street, and the guy don't go to church. He's got a bad mouth, and you don't want to offend him. So, and he wants to come down to your house all the time, and he wants to bring his beer or his whiskey, whatever, and sit in your home and drink. You may not drink it with him, but he wants to bring it and drink it and everything else and sit there. But he don't never, if you ever say something to Jesus, I don't want to talk about that junk. Let's talk about something else. Well, if you're around him, that kind of fool, slowly but surely, he'll steal everything away from you. You don't want to spend time with those kind of people. You try your best to witness to them about Jesus. And if they're not willing to listen, then just love them from a distance. Don't spend time with them, because they will rub off on you. You know that? They'll rub off on you. Now then, why do I want to be around men that talk about Jesus all the time? Because they're wise. And what do I want to become? More wise. That's exactly right. I've learned what I've learned from the wise men of God and the wise man, the only one. Everything I've learned that's beneficial to me and the people in the kingdom, I've learned from him or other wise men of God. I certainly didn't learn none of them from a fool. They don't have any answers, do they?
No.
Absolutely not. Whoever walks with a fool will suffer harm. So I ain't gonna spend no time with them. Verse 21 says, trouble chases sinners. Now, isn't that amazing?
<Come on.
laughs> You know what? When somebody comes to me and says, in the church now, you really got to pray for me. The devil's been on my case all week this week. He's really been after me. You know what my statement is to you is? Stop sinning. You're doing something wrong. If trouble is chasing you, what does it say? Trouble chases sinners. Can you be a Christian and be a sinner? Absolutely you can. And trouble is the devil. And he's after you. And so anytime anybody it's amazing people don't understand this principle. So when they come up and tell me, oh, you got to pray for me. Everything I've done this week's gone wrong. I mean, I've been sick. I don't feel good. My husband or my wife or whatever, whoever you are, man or woman. Nothing's going right in my house this week. Will you pray for me? I said, I don't know what you're doing wrong, but you need to get your sins repented for. I pray for you. Because if trouble is following you, what does it say you are doing?
Sinning.
You're sinning. Trouble chases sinners. I don't want that beast after me, do you?
No.
No. While blessings, oh, this one I like, don't you? While blessings chase the righteous. Now, God's got them good angels. They're just trying their best to overcome you, Keith, and put blessings all over you every day because you're walking with God. Don't you love that?
Yes, I do.
Hey. But God, I mean, this works for everybody, doesn't it?
Amen.
It makes no difference who you are. If you're walking righteous before God, the blessings will chase you down and overcome you. I love that. I love that. Good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren. But the sinner's wealth passes to the godly. Oh, I like that too, don't you? Now, good people leave an inheritance not only to their children, but to their grandchildren. Now then, if you're not working to leave an inheritance to your children, if you're spending every penny you make and you're just barely getting by, you need to really check out what you're doing with God. Because you're not building an inheritance even for your children. Do you know that I rode on an airplane here a while back from Chicago to Dallas with a guy that was a professor at the University of Chicago, and he worked in economics. He asked me what I did. I told him. He said, do you invest into your money? I said, oh, yeah. I said, my best investment is I'm a Christian and I tithe. That's my best investment. I'm sowing into the kingdom of God. He said, have you prepared so that when you get to retirement age of 65 that you will be able to live at the same standards you live today? I said, I have. He said, do you know how many people do that? You know how many people, he said, of course, I teach economics and all this kind of stuff at the University of Chicago. But he said, according to our information, you know how many people in America are going to be able to continue at the same standard when they retire as they lived at when they were working? I said, I have no idea. He said, 3%. 3%. He said, do you know 75% of the people in America have less than 1 week's pay in the bank? 75%. So if you make $1,000 a week, 75% of them got less than $1,000 in the bank. He said, this is normal. So if that's the case and you lose your job, you're in big trouble, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
How long does it take you to be in big trouble? 1 week. You got to work every week. You got to work every day. If you don't, you have never. People don't plan for the future. If they get $500 this week, how much do they spend? $510. You put something on your credit card. You go out to dinner. You do something, and maybe you go out to maybe you want to go out to dinner, and you say, well, okay, I'm going to go out to dinner tonight, but, you know, I've got a little extra money. I could go to a little nicer restaurant today. So I'm going to go somewhere where the meals cost $25. I'm going to have a meal tonight. I'm just going to really bless myself. And you spent that and you had to put it on your credit card because you didn't have enough to pay it. So now then, instead of spending $500 this week, you went out and blessed yourself and you spent $510. You think, oh, well, I'll catch up next week. And you know what happens? First thing you know, you got $1,000 on your credit card, then $2,000, then $5,000, and now then you're paying the interest and you're getting behind every month. And now then you're really in bad shape. You know how many people in America live like that? A great number of them. You know, if you owe any money on a credit card that you're paying high interest on, I suggest you stop spending. Pay off the credit card and get rid of that debt, because as long as you let that system, the world system, control you, you will never be able to leave an inheritance, not even for yourself, much less for your grandchildren. The world will get all of your money. Don't go there. Get rid of it. Let's go to the next couple of verses. We're going to finish 20 through 25 tonight, and then we're going to quit. A poor person's farm may produce much food, but injustice sweeps it all away. In other words, if you're not walking in obedience to God's word, if you're not just, it don't matter how much you make. It's all going to go away. If you refuse to discipline your children, it proves you don't love them. How many people don't love their children? A bunch of them, obviously. You know, I was in the airport the other day in Orlando, and I watched a couple with a couple little children, especially this one that comes sat down right in front of us. And the mother first, the little guy, he wanted to crawl all over the place, wanted to get his bottle out of the deal and throw it around and everything, take the top off, pour the milk out on the floor and everything else, you know. And she's not telling him, don't do that, put the lid back on, come up, sat in my lap. And immediately he gets in her lap, he starts kicking and screaming, he wants down, so she lets him down. He's crawling under the seat and everything else, and then he Daddy comes by, he picks him up, he's kicking and screaming, he wants this and that. Not one time did anybody ever say, I mean what I say. Sit down here with me and be quiet. And when he moves and says, did you hear what I said? I'm in charge here, not you. Now you do what I say. It's amazing how they understand that. But you can talk all you want to, and if you never follow through with real discipline, they learn real quick, you're a liar.
Amen.
And then they're going to be in control and not you. And you're going to raise a little hellion you ain't going to like.
Amen.
If you refuse to discipline your children, it proves you don't love them. Somebody said, I could never spank my daughter. Well, then you're going to raise, you don't love her. I can never discipline my son. You don't love him.
Amen.
You don't love him. If you love your children, you will be prompt to discipline them. Don't wait. I heard Dr. James Dawson teach on this one time. And he said, you know, there's a little thing right here on the shoulder. And he said, for you mothers, when your little son gets completely out of sorts and you spank him and nothing else works, reach up and get him on the shoulder right there and pinch that place right there real hard until he goes down on his knees and he said, now have I got your attention, son? And he said, well, how long should we do this? How big do they have to get before I don't get them? He said, if you can't reach it, it's too late. I remember taking a busload of children from Lakeland Baptist Church down to Waco to a football game. I was driving the bus, and there was probably 10 of these little boys. I imagine there was 8, 9, 10. And one of them just got, he was just messing up everybody. He was just creating chaos in the bus. I spoke to him 4 or 5 times. I called him. I said, son, sit down back there and stop hitting the other boys. We'd sit down for a minute, and then he's up hitting another one. After about the 5th time, I pulled off the side of the road and stopped. And when I turned around, I walked back there to him, and I reached up and I grabbed him right there, just like our doctor doesn't say, and he went down screaming, and I was putting the pressure on him. I said, did you hear what I said?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.